you'd be shocked, but about 90% of us or more, I think, about 95% of us weren't raised this way either. We were of all faiths. Catholic, Baptist, Mormon, Lutheran, of all faiths. And we walked into this. And we said, oh, this is real. And we laid down all tradition. Some of us never made it to the front. We got it in the pews. Some of us walked down those aisles and knelt at an altar, even with the devil saying, why are you going to pray? You don't need to go pray. Oh, you're as good as any. I said, get out of my way, devil. I'm going to receive everything God has for me. There's a miracle here tonight. There's a miracle here tonight. I feel it. And I'm preaching tonight upon this thought of distracted in the midst of a miracle. Distracted in the midst of a miracle. And I read from the 22nd verse of the book of Mark, the 5th chapter. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse, when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Hallelujah. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he saith unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kumma, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And they were astonished with great astonishment. I'm preaching tonight by the grace of God. Distracted in the midst of a miracle. Praise God. Are you ready to press this thing all the way through to a miracle tonight? Hallelujah. Come on now. Are you ready? Come on, church. Hey, the devil will try anything tonight to turn this. Because I got the message and he knows it. And he's going to try to distract somebody's mind. I'm telling you, he's going to tell you you don't need the Holy Ghost. That's a lie of the pit of hell. He's going to tell you it's not for you. I'm telling you, that's a lie of the pit of hell. He's going to tell you you're going to leave here tonight just the way you came. I'm telling you, that's nothing but a distraction. My God is here. Come on, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. How many are ready for a miracle? Come on, how many are ready for a miracle? I said, how many are ready for a miracle? Praise God. Come on. Brother Wolford, would you pray over the remainder? God, surely we're in your presence tonight. We know, God, that your anointings is here. You have promised, God, in your word that you would do signs, wonders, and miracles among your people. Tonight, God, let our faith increase and reach out and touch you. God, the groundwork is laid. This night will not be like any other for those that have come here tonight needing a miracle. Tonight, God, they'll leave with that miracle. Let us touch you, God. Let us believe you. Let us not be afraid. In the name of Jesus Christ, anoint, we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's give the Lord one more great hand praise. He's so worthy. Come on, church. Don't let this slow up. Come on. How many can help me preach tonight? I said, how many can help me preach tonight? Amen. Amen. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I'd like to ask that you'll keep the going in and out to a minimum. Amen. So we won't have any distractions tonight. Hallelujah. And we're going to see a miracle done in this place. Praise the Lord. I picked up the newspaper, and this is an unusual way to begin this message because it's going to be a message of faith. But to emphasize my point, I want to make this illustration. I picked up the newspaper the other day, and I read there a little small article under a picture of a very terrible crash that happened in South Austin. And as I began to read the story as it unfolded, I believe there were several that lost their lives in that wreck. And you could tell it was a terrible crash, and it was early in the morning, and people were on their way to work. And I began to put myself in the place of those people awaking that day, not realizing what the tragedy that was going to befall them before even the noonday would come. And as I read about the woman that was in one vehicle and a couple that were in the other, and then they began to piece the story together by the articles that were there and what they found in each vehicle, and then of the crash and where it was, there was no brake marks. There was no warning. There was nothing that anyone could do. It was a head-on crash, and nobody had any forewarning. One of the ladies seemingly had stopped and had picked up some coffee. And so she had the coffee sitting there. And what they thought was, as the cars were coming at one another and were in their proper lanes, that it looked like one of the ladies on her way to work, just going about her normal business, reached over and somehow the coffee must have juggled. And she got distracted from what was coming down the road, lost eye contact upon what was happening before her. Now, I looked up the word distracted in the dictionary, and it means to turn one's attention to another object or in another direction at the same time. That whatever their mind was on and whatever they were thinking about, that distraction means that somebody got the attention of that person on another object or in another direction, or maybe both of them at the same time. They lost the attention and the eye contact upon what was happening in front of them. And so this woman had her mind off of the road, reached for the coffee, and lost her life. And I thought, oh my God, what a waste.
But she was reaching for something that was so insignificant when her life was on the line. My God, how many times does the devil direct the attention of men and women from the greatest thing in all of the world, the power of Jesus Christ? Hallelujah. My God, if you can't see and feel what's in this building tonight, you don't even have any feeling left. Hallelujah. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Come on, church. Don't you sit down on this pastor tonight. Don't you let any devil distract you. I feel the miracle of healing here tonight. I feel the baptism of the Holy Ghost in this place here tonight. Hallelujah. I'm not going to reach for something insignificant in this world and lose my eye contact on the power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. My God, I you know what? I have seen so many people so close to a miracle. But the devil waved something in front of their nose and they got their attention another direction. I'm telling you, I want you to hear me now. I have seen the power of God in a service like I'm feeling right now. And a man locked in on God, and some parent just take a baby and lift him up for just a moment and get the attention of that person, and they get locked in on that smile and baby and conviction lift off of them. Is God moving that way? Oh, you know what the Bible said? Don't grieve the Spirit of the Lord. My God, people don't understand when you're feeling what you're feeling here tonight. You don't just brush that off. You don't get your mind on something else and say, well, maybe if not tonight, maybe another time. Because the devil's got something in mind for you. He'd like to kill you. He doesn't want you to pray tonight. He knows what's in this building. He knows the power of God is compacted in this place. He knows somebody is going to go out of here talking in tongues. Somebody's going to say, hey, I got my eyes on Jesus. I locked in on what I was feeling, and I wouldn't turn loose until I got it. Come on. Oh, you dirty, rotten devil, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. We're not turning to the left or to the right. I'm not listening to anything but from what God has. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Amen. There was a man by the name of Jairus that came in the presence of the glory of the Almighty. And when he got in the presence of Jesus, he said, Lord, have mercy on me. I got a daughter that's a dying and I need a miracle. And only you can help me. And the Lord picked him up and they went on their way. But while they were on their way, there was another miracle about to happen. Hallelujah. My God, there's going to be so many miracles happening around here tonight. Hallelujah. Some of you are going to be saying, oh, there ain't enough for me. My God, there's enough for you in this whole town of Austin. You could drain all of Lake Travis dry. But I'm here to tell you there ain't enough that you can drain God dry. When that woman got her miracle, there was just a little bit of virtue that went out of Jesus. Enough that he felt a little tingle. All he needed was somebody else to say, you want it too? I got it for you. Come on. Hallelujah. You can baptize this whole building tonight in the power of the Holy Ghost. But I'm going to tell you what happened to that woman. While the crowd was coming by, she locked in on Jesus. Hey, she got eye contact with him. And you know what she said? If I can just touch his garments, if I can just touch the hem of his garments, I know that I'm going to be made whole. Folks, not one time did she get distracted. She kept her eyes right on Jesus. She came up behind. She was about dead. But at least she gave it what she had. What does the Lord want me to do tonight? You know what he wants you to do? Just get in your best tonight. But I don't know how to pray. My God, it doesn't take a beautiful prayer. All you need to do is say, God, I'm hungry. I want what these people have. Lord, I want the Holy Ghost. Forgive me of my sins. Come on, hallelujah. You don't have to pray like a preacher. My God, all you got to pray is pray like a sinner and like a hungry soul. And say, I got my eyes on the power of Jesus Christ, and I'm not stopping. I will not quit until I get a miracle. Church, you're not with me tonight. I said, you're not with me tonight. No, I'm not talking about noise. I'm talking about the pulsation of the power of the Holy Ghost, that somebody's going to get a miracle. Hallelujah. She didn't let anything distract her. The crowd didn't stop her. Her weakness didn't stop her. She pressed in until she got a hold of him. And she wouldn't let go. And I want you to know Jesus felt something. He turned. He said, virtue is gone out of me. Who touched me? And oh, when the woman saw that she could not hide herself, she came and fell down at the feet of Jesus and said, oh Lord, I'm the one who touched you. I was sick, but I believe now I'm healed. The Lord said, woman, thy faith, it's made you whole. You're healed of your plague. He was talking about a miracle. It was coming out of his mouth right at that very moment. My God, here was this man on the way to dying door. And he was standing there looking at a miracle when along came a messenger. Who's coming your way? Who's coming your way? What's he got to say? Oh, you don't need all of this. Oh, this isn't necessary. Man, you don't need this. This isn't for you. Dear Lord, hey, I'm going to tell you something, friend. You don't know who you're in the midst of. That devil's a liar. See, people don't talk in tongues anymore. My God, what do you think you've been hearing around here tonight? What do you think you've been feeling around here tonight? What do you think is in this place? Hey, that devil's a liar. He don't have any business being in here. The Holy Ghost is real. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Come on, church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know what? That's like telling me there's no water. And I just took a big old drink of water and I got it running down my cheek. You tell me the Holy Ghost isn't real. People don't talk in tongues. My God, you're cheating yourself out of the greatest thing this world has ever known. My Lord hung on the cross. Is it mandatory? Listen, I want you to know something. The Holy Ghost in the spare tire. Jesus said, it's expedient that I go away. For if I don't go away, the Holy Ghost cannot come. The Comforter can't come unto you. But he said, if I depart, he said, I'm going to send him back unto you. Folks, hear me. If you think that's something you can do with or without, you don't know the power of the cross. He went to Calvary. He was buried and rose again. That you can have the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. 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 I'm going to tell you something. I'm sick and tired of churches, and I'm sick and tired of preachers that say the Holy Ghost is just some little added blessing. If you want it, you can have it. If you don't, you don't. My God, they never read the book of Acts. Jesus said, you shall receive power. 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 After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Come on, that's why churches are so dead. They don't have the Holy Ghost power. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. My God, have mercy. Oh my, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Don't tell me, do I have to have it? Start saying, when can I have it? Brother Clark, when are you going to make that altar call? When can I have that Holy Ghost? Nothing isn't distracting me now. I'm locked in on it. I feel it. I want it. Can I have it? You can have it tonight! What are you people doing tonight? Where are you? My God, I feel like I'm running a 440, and I feel like you're walking about 10 yards. Here, Lord have mercy, I gotta slow up. I'm gonna slow up and wait on y'all. My God, here it comes again. Oh, Lord, it's like fire. It's It's real. It's real. He said these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they're going to cast out devils. They're going to lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. And they're going to speak with new tongues. How many is a believer? Come on, are you a believer? Lift your hand if you are. I'm a believer. If you're a believer, you got power. In the Holy Ghost, you'll speak in tongues just like the Bible says. Praise God, you may be seated. Oh, just as all that was breaking loose. I mean, while he was speaking the miracle, saying, it's done. The detractor came up, said, hey, psst, psst. Hey, get your eyes off of him. Look at me. Hey, I'm what's real. I know, I just come from the house. She just died. Hey, look over here, look at me now. Look at me. He ain't been there. He's been here. Look at me. I just came from death. She's dead. Jesus reached up in the power of the Word. Got him. Look at me. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. It's saying, look at him. Look at him. Wow. My God, I don't care what the devil says tonight. I don't care what the world says. I've got my eyes on Jesus. My Lord. Ooh, hallelujah. Come on. The devil may have come from there, but my God is going there. And when he gets there, he's going to tell death, get out. You may be seated. Oh God, I feel some detractors that are coming from your past that are saying, look at me. Listen to me. You can't get in this. Huh? You can't get this Holy Ghost. Look at me. Listen to me. Your pastor's telling you, no, you can't get this. You're not worthy of it. Your family don't believe in this. Your friends don't. Look at me. But I feel the Holy Ghost talking right now. And he's turning you from there. And he said, hey, I'll take care of that. I'll take care of that. I'll wash your sins away. I'll take care of your past. I'll help you with your family. I'll help you with your friends. I'll help you with all of your trouble. Just come unto me. Come on, somebody. Somebody lock in on this Holy Ghost tonight. Come on now. Don't wreck. My God, don't lose your life over a cup of coffee. My God, don't lose your life over something in your past. Something that ain't even worth living for. Jesus said, look at me. Listen to me. He said, fear not. Only believe. That man had to make up his mind. Who am I going to look at? Who am I going to listen to? He said, I'll take Jesus. Hallelujah. My family tried to detract me. My mama tried to turn me away. My friends tried to turn me away. They mocked at me. They laughed at me. I got some of them. They're in the church today living for God. I got my mama. I got my daddy. I got my brother. I got my two sisters. You know what I made up my mind? They ain't nothing going to stop me from the power of the living God. I want it all. Come on. Acts 2:38 says, repent. And we baptize every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall. I said you will. You will receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Oh. Got it. You know what you just said? You know what you just said? Said, uh-uh. You know why I'm not going to get in this church? I just picked you up. I know what you just said. You just said this. You know what? You know why I don't like this? Because this isn't like my church. They control
And it's all... you know what controls it? The flesh. God tries to move and the flesh reaches up and screams, no! We don't want miracles. We don't want to move of God. We don't want the Holy Ghost. My God, but every once in a while, there's a group of people, like there are in Austin Tabernacle, that rises up and said, flesh, be quiet. Be still. Jesus is coming home with us. Oh, somebody tonight, if you rise up over the power of the flesh, and you will not be distracted. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, listen to me. We're on our way. Hallelujah. That was dead is going to come alive. He'll bring life into your soul. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand praise. How many glad you're alive? Come on, how many glad you're alive? Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. You know what? I'll tell you, be real honest. I know I'm going fast here tonight. And some of you are saying, my goodness. Hey, I wish I could slow up for you. I really do. Do you know what it's like? You get this Holy Ghost all over you and you feel like you're about to burn up. It's so powerful. And you just move in every direction in your soul. Oh God, I once was blind, but now I can see. I was lost, but now I'm found. I was a wandering in a fog and a cloud, but I can see Jesus tonight. I said, I see Jesus tonight. Somebody lock in on the Lord. You know what he did? He decided, I'm not going to be distracted. And he pushed that messenger away. And the Bible said when they got to the house, everybody was a wailing and a moaning and a crying. Oh, the Bible said another rendition, another gospel said they knew she was dead. But when Jesus walked in, hey, when the healer came, he looked at him and said, quit. Quit. She's asleep. You see, she was dead as far as man was concerned. But in God's world, she was only asleep. He had the power to snap her out of it. Oh, now she was dead, all right. But where Jesus walks, anything can happen. They began to mock him. He said, out. Every one of you distractors, out. Get out of this house. He put every last one of them out. My friend, you got to make up your mind. You're going to put everything away that says, no, not tonight. He said, get out. And when he put them all out, he walked in the room. He reached over and reached for that little maiden. And he said, maiden, arise. And that which was dead came alive. Folks, can you imagine the distractors that were standing outside as they were saying, can you believe him? The God of that man. Here, he has no respect for the dead. Can you believe he put us out of the house and the son? Yeah. You know what? I'm going to tell you something, folks. If you love revival, God's going to let you stay here. And if you don't love revival, he's just going to put you out on the front yard where you can just go, yeah. But I'm going to tell you something. Oh, you hang around. Because everybody's standing on the outside. All the detractors heard something going on the inside. There was a mama. Oh, my daughter's alive. There was a daddy. Oh, my daughter's alive. And you can hear the girl. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, church. I feel a Holy Ghost revival in our midst. God is ready to do something. Who believes? Who believes? Who is hungry? Who wants something from God? Are you really hungry? Are you really hungry? You may be seated in Jesus' name. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. He come walking on the water. You've heard me preach on a number of times. I'm going to preach on it again. Simon Peter looked up. He locked in on Jesus. He saw the Lord standing there. He said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come.
Simon Peter stepped out of the boat. And he stepped out on the water. Right in the middle of a miracle. The Bible said he got his eyes over Jesus. And he got his eyes on the wind and the waves. Well, the Bible said the wind was blowing and the waves were crashing. He got his eyes off of Jesus. And he got his eyes on the waves and the wind. And the Bible said he began to sink. I'm going to tell you what happened to him. The wind began to distract him. He had a hold of a miracle, but he got his eyes off of the object of the miracle worker. And he got his eyes on everything happening around him. But let me tell you something, folks. Some of you are saying, I'd get the Holy Ghost tonight. I would get the Holy Ghost tonight. But you just don't know what's going on in my life right now. If this wasn't going on, then I promise you I'd get the Holy Ghost tonight. Well, let's just take care of that right now. Because you are going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. You are going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. Preacher, you don't know me. Yeah, you don't know my God. Come on. If you'll get your eyes off of what you're going through, you're going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. God is going to fill you tonight. But you got to make up your mind. Come on, lock in on it. I said, come on, lock in on it. Come on, lock in on it. Make up your mind. This is what you want. And nothing's going to turn you from it. Let me tell you something. You may be seated. Let me tell you what got a hold of Simon Peter and what messed that man up. That wind that was blowing caused such a commotion in his life that he responded to the chaos rather than to the Creator. Let me tell you something. Wind is nothing more than noise unless something responds to it. The devil can do nothing to you unless you respond to it. Let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. Come on, let the wind blow. Let the wind blow. My God, some of you are in here right now. My God, you're sinking. You're going out of sight while I'm preaching right now. I'm losing you while I'm preaching. But oh, I feel some of you. You're crawling out of it. Oh, all right. Can he take care of my past? He can take care of your past. Can he take care of my family? He can take care of your family. Can he take care of my future? He can take care of your future. My Lord, all you got to do is cry out. All you got to do is say, Lord, Lord, I need a miracle. I need something in my life. But I'm going to tell you what made the difference. You know what the Bible said? And while he was sinking, he cried out immediately. Wait a minute, folks. Wait a minute now. Let this settle in on you. Simon Peter had enough sense to know, I'm going to die right in the presence of Jesus Christ. If I don't do something right now. Can that happen? You better believe it can happen. I've watched people die within 10 foot of an old-fashioned altar. My God, in the name of Jesus. I said I've seen people die 15 foot from an old-fashioned altar. Oh, halabahakatabaha. My God, blessed be the name of the Lord. I was over in Houston, Texas a number of years ago. And there was an evangelist. It was a lady. Her name was Sister Willie Johnson. I ain't never seen nothing like her, and I don't think I'll ever see another like her in all the earth. Sister Willie Johnson was a preacher. My God, what a woman of God. She was a walking those aisles, and the Holy Ghost was a falling. She said, I smell death in this place. Do you want to die or do you want to live? My Lord, I thought, my God, I want to live. Oh, she was such a woman of God. I was just a young convert. I said, my God, don't let her get near me. I'll die. Oh, she walked in the Holy Ghost. I could feel old Sister Willie Johnson as the Spirit began to move. She said, do you want to live or do you want to die? I'm asking you tonight, do you want to live or do you want to die? Oh, do I feel the Holy Ghost in this place? Woo! Amen. Halabahaya. She turned and she looked at a woman over to my right. She said, lady, I had a vision of you, and I just saw you in a casket. Said, you're going to die if you don't come to God. She turned to a man on the other side and she said, "Sir, you've only got so many days to live, but tonight God's ready to redeem you." And while she was talking, she stopped. She turned to another woman and said, "Stand up." And that woman stood up and said, "Now tell your story." There was a woman in there that began to weep and cry. She was somewhere from out West Texas. It may have been Lubbock, I believe, if I'm correct. She said, "Sister Willie Johnson was in our church just a little while ago. Said I had a daddy that had been fighting God for a long, long time. Said my daddy had resisted the Lord and wouldn't let God have his way. Said, but the Holy Ghost came on him. And Sister Willie Johnson began to prophesy, 'You don't have long to live, but the Lord is a-calling you tonight.' My God, have mercy. I feel God a-calling somebody in this building tonight. I feel a trembling in my soul. Come on. My God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Woo. Our God, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. You may be seated." And that lady went on to say, said the Holy Ghost was falling on my daddy. He got up. He went down to that altar and he began to repent. My God, he said, "God, I'm sorry for everything I've ever done. I've hated people. I've done people wrong. But I'm ready to make it right." He turned to that whole church and said, "Forgive me. I don't want to go to hell. I want to go to heaven." He said, "I love you. Will you forgive me?" And the whole church said, "Yes. Yes. Come on. Will Jesus forgive sin? Will Jesus give you the Holy Ghost? Will Jesus deliver? Come on. Will he deliver?" Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God. You may be seated. He said, "All right, if you forgive me, then he's going to forgive me." And he turned and went back to that altar and knelt one more time and said, "Lord, a sinner is coming home. I want the Holy Ghost because I feel like I don't have long to live." He began to speak in tongues as the Spirit gave him the utterance right there in that moment.